Now we're going to try and summarise a little bit about the key concepts and their role in terms of inflammation. Well, obviously one of our main key concepts is homeostasis, and inflammation is occurring when there's been some problem, and it helps to restore normal homeostasis. Evolution must play an absolutely key role in the entire process, as over millions of years it has given you your genetic information, your genome present in your nucleus, and that's what codes for the proteins, and proteins have a massive role, as you'll see, in inflammation. Vitamin D, which is another of our ideas that we're talking about, is also really important for inflammation. It's been shown that immune cells have receptors for activated vitamin D, and in cells such as macrophages, it's been found when activated vitamin D binds to these receptors, macrophages respond by producing a protein called calethicidin, which fights bacterial infections. I should maybe spell that. C-A-T-H-E-L-I-C-I-D-I-N. So therefore, we know that's playing a role in helping with inflammation. Diet, very key to the process, as lots of foods you eat might be anti-inflammatory foods, others are pro-inflammatory foods. And proteins, huge role in the entire process. When we think about the proteins that are involved here, some are found in the plasma, proteins such as complement proteins, blood clotting proteins, kinins. Others are cytokinins, which are involved in cell-to-cell communication. Others are proteins or glycoproteins embedded in the cell membrane, which are used to identify other cells. If we think about a white blood cell, for an example, something like a neutrophil, we can find protein or glycoprotein receptors in the cell membrane, and they're receptors that will allow them to bind onto other immune cells, to antibodies, to bacteria, to viruses, to blood vessel walls, and to cytokines. So really important concept. And then cell membranes, well, we've already just talked about the proteins or the glycoproteins which are embedded in the cell membrane of your white blood cells. And then, of course, we've also got blood vessels, which have, again, proteins or glycoproteins, which they're expressing so that they can become leaky and allow the white blood cells to actually be attracted to them and stick to them. And then, of course, we've got the influence of the cell membranes in producing the inflammatory chemicals, starting off with the fatty acids, which are present in the phospholipid bilayer. So all key concepts play a huge role in terms of inflammation.